The Thornbirds by Colleen McCullough. Part 1. For Big Sister Jean Easthope. There is a legend about a bird which sings just once in its life, more sweetly than any other creature on the face of the earth. From the moment it leaves the nest, it searches for a thorn tree, and does not rest until it has found one. Then, singing among the savage branches, it impales itself upon the longest, sharpest spine, and dying, it rises above its own agony to outcarol the lark and the nightingale. One superlative song, existence the price. But the whole world stills to listen, and God in his heaven smiles. For the best is only bought at the cost of great pain. Or so says the legend. Section 1. 1915 to 1917. Meggie. Chapter 1. On December 8, 1915, Meggie Cleary had her fourth birthday. After the breakfast dishes were put away, her mother silently thrust a brown paper parcel into her arms and ordered her outside. So Meggie squatted down behind the gorse bush next to the front gate and tugged impatiently. Her fingers were clumsy, the wrapping heavy. It smelled faintly of the Wahine General Store, which told her that whatever lay inside the parcel had miraculously been bought, not homemade or donated. Something fine and mistily gold began to poke through a corner. She attacked the paper faster, peeling it away in long ragged strips.
"Oh, Agnes! Oh, Agnes!" she said lovingly, blinking at the doll lying there in a tattered nest.
A miracle indeed.